Today's daf is Pesachim daf Lamed Hey. We are first have to finish off the sugya from yesterday at the very end of the daf. Today's shir is sponsored as Chus Refuah Shleima for Sara Rivka Bas Hinda Bela. She should have Refuah Shleima B'kar. Everything should be well. We left off. We were discussing the concept of Maila, that we make certain chumras by kachim that we don't normally make elsewhere. So the Gemara is just going to give us three examples of a Maila, of a special chumra that we make dafka by kachim, and then we're going to get into matzah. The whole rest of the daf is going to be about matzah, beginning with the Mishnah, where the Mishnah is going to give us the five minim from which you could make matzah. It's going to tell us that matzah has to be made out of something that's mutter to eat. It can't have any zra'im related problems with it, meaning being truma or mice or mice sheni and hegdish are not nifta, things like that. Mice rishon shenon nifta trumaso. And then the Gemara is going to discuss why it is we can't make matzah with honey and with wine, what the issue of matzah ashira, and then we're going to discuss making matzah out of things that are usher to eat, and what exactly the source for the idea is that such matzah is usher. So the whole rest of the daf is all matzah, but we left off two lines from the bottom of the page on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Again, three examples of Mailav, where we make special chumras. Amar Rava Afana Nami Tanina V'nasna Lav Mayim Chayim Al Keli. When we talk about taking the Mechatas and mixing with the Efer Parah Aduma, so when you get the water that you want to use to make the mixture that you can use to be matar people or tamei mesim, it says that you take mayim chayim el keli shetei chiyusan bekeli, that the chiyusan, that its original or its original getting has to be directly into the kli when you're going to mix it with the ashes, and you should not put it into another kli first. It has to come directly into that kli. Vinasan al matlushaninu, but vinasan implies that it's talush, that it's not something that you're getting straight from the mechubar into the kli, that you're getting straight from the spring into the kli. So v'hamechubarininu. But wait a second. So how can you say vinasan? Vinasan implies tulushin. We just said it's got to be mechubar. It has to be direct. Ela maila hachanami maila. So you see that it must be that it's a maila, as Rashi said, maila bialma hu midrabanan, is a chumra midrabanan that we have by the efer para, that it has to be mechuba, but really in a chinami from a Torah level, it would have been fine had it been talish, had it been transferred into another kli first. But that's a chumr that we have, not to get another kli involved in getting the mei para. Second one, Amar Rav Simi Barashi Afana Nami Tanina Tavol Va'ala Ochel B'Meiser, that if someone was tameh and he went to the mikvah, he could right away eat meiser. Harav Shemsho, meaning even though he's a tvol yom, he has to wait for evening. But Harav Shemsho Ochel B'Trum. Once he has Harav Shemesh, once the sun sets, so then he can even eat Truma. Not only is he allowed to eat Meiser Sheni, he's even allowed to eat Truma. But Truma in Bekachim Lo, yeah, he's allowed to eat Truma, but he's still not allowed to eat Kachim. He's still not allowed to eat Karbanos. Amai Tohar Hu, why shouldn't he be allowed to eat Karbanos? His Tahara process is over. He's perfectly Tahar once he had Mikvah and Harav Shemesh. Elamala Hachinami Mala. So it's a special Chumra that we wait until he brings his Karban to finish the process entirely, that before he eats kachim. So that's a chumra that we call a maila. So over here also, when we talk about our sugya, it's also a maila that we made the truma. Amar Rav Ashi Afana Nami Tanina, a third example of a maila. Va'basar l'rabus haseh etzim ulevona. Etzim ulevona b'nei etzmuininu. We said va'basar comes to include, when it says kol tor yochal, so the vav comes to include etzim ulevona shel kodesh, that they can become tum, that they can become tamei. But wait a second, how can they become tamei? We're talking about tumas ochlin over here. We're talking about the tuma designated specifically for foods. Etzim is not a food. Levona is not a food. So what kind of tuma could we be talking about? Elamala hachanami mala. This is a part of the concept that we've discussed of chibas hakodesh, that as a result of the fact that the etzim and the levona are kodesh and they're so chashuv, so that's why we consider them a food. We give them the chashivus of tumas ochlin. That's the broader concept of chibas hakodesh. So these are three other examples where we find a special mailu, we find a special chumra that we treat kachim with. Good, that's the end of yesterday's sugya. So now we begin the sugya of matzah. Says the Mishnah, three basic halachos in the Mishnah. It's going to list items that can be used to make matzah for the mitzvah of achilas matzah, rule number one is going to be about what types of minim you can use, what types of grains. Rule number two, that it has to be something that's mutter for a person to eat. And rule number three is something about chalos todar kike nazir, which we're not going to explain right now. We're going to explain much later in the Gemara. So let's see number one. These are the grains that one can use to fulfill the schiv on Pesach. Bechitim, besaorim, with wheat, with barley, bekusvin, beshifon, beshibolas, with spelt, with rye, with with oats, perhaps. There's some controversy whether that in fact means oats or not. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Shechter holds that it does not really mean oats, that he does not make a mizonos on his Cheerios because he does not think that oats are one of the five grains. There are those that claim that it must be something else, but the basic normal translation, I think most people assume, is that it's oats. Now, there's an interesting remez. One of the Achrona points out, when it comes to Marar, we don't use it. We're going to have a parallel Mishnah with Marar and Daf Lamed Tes, when the Mishnah is going to tell us the Ve'elu Yurako Shodim Yotze Ben Yidei Chavasim Pesach, and it's also going to give us a list of five vegetables that we can use for Marar. But when it comes to Marar, we call it Yurakos. We're very specific. These are the vegetables. By Matzah, instead of saying Minim, like Mine Dagan, we say Dvarim. Dvarim is a very vague word. Dvarim could be anything. Dvarim are things. So why by Mara are we more specific about Yurakos? And over here we just say Dvarim. Shouldn't we say Ve'ilu Minim, as in Mine Dagan? So one of the Achronim suggests that this is a remiss to the idea that Matzah is Lachem Sha'onim Alav Dvarim Harbe. That Dvarim means things, it also means words. So these are the Dvarim, so it tries to give a remez to the fact that it's that we do Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim using the matzah as a prop in the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Another thing related to the comparison to Marar is that it's very clear by Marar the halacha is, Paskin Shulchan Aruch, that when we give the list of vegetables used for Marar, Chazeres, Tamcha, Charchavino, Ulshin, Marar, it has to go in that order, that the order of preference is the order that it's listed in the Mishnah. So Chazeres is the most preferred. That's why lettuce, if you can get around all the bug issues, lettuce, Lekulei Alma, would be the most preferred min to use for Marar. Would you say the same thing for Matzah, that we're dafka going in that Seder? So the Maharil writes that the Ikar Mitzvah is to make Matzah from Chitim. That's why it says, it always says, whenever we have sugyas relating to Matzah, we're always assuming chitim. The stomach of the Gemara always assumes that we make matzah out of chitim. The Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnayos says that the reason that we're knowing to use chitim is because it's not mimaher lahachmitz as much as the other minim. It takes a little bit longer for chitim to actually rise and for the dough to crack, for it to become chametz than it does by the other minim. So it's a little bit safer to make it with chitim. But in the Chak Yaakov in the Sar of the Shulchan Aruch, he says if you don't have chitim, or what if you're allergic to chitim? Very common nowadays that somebody is allergic to wheat. So what's he going to do? What can he make? What should he make his matzah out of? So they make very, very expensive matzah out of oats and out of other grains. So rye matzah. So which one should one buy? Which one is the preferred min? So with says Chak Yaakov, al pi seder Mishnah. The order that it says it in the Mishnah is the order that you should do, because it's exactly the same thing as Marar, where Marar we also give it in the Seder. However, says the Chak Yaakov, that it could be that the Tana chose this Seder because maybe it relates to this week's Parsha. The Pasuk in Devarim Perches mentions Chitim before it mentions Sa'ora. So that's why it has Chitim before Sa'ora. Maybe it's not about the Seder at Devarim. What about the Hemshech? What about the other Minim? Those aren't mentioned in the Pasuk. So the Brisa, right at the very beginning of the Gemara, is going to tell us that kusmin is a min chitim, shibolas, shual, and shifon are min saorin. So there are subcategories of chitim and saorim. So we first say chitim, then we say saorim, and then we say that which is a subcategory of chitim, and then that which is a subcategory of saorim. So if that's the case, and we always prefer chitim, so maybe that's what that Bryce is teaching me, that I should prefer anything that's even a subcategory of chitim rather than go with sa'orim and its own subcategories, its own other minim that are fall into the category of sa'orim. There's also a discussion, again, relating the Mishnah of Matzah to the Mishnah of Marar. By the Mishnah of Marar, it's very clear that the Mishnah says that all of the five minim Marar are mitzar from Zed Mzed, that you can have different types of Marar together. What about by Matzah? Can you take a kezayis of a matzah that's made out of a mixture of the of flour from different types of the mine dagan? So Rabbi Yonasan Miluniel says that just like legabe marar, they're mitzdarif, same too by matzah, they're mitzdarif. But our Mishnah doesn't say that. It doesn't say it by the Mishnah of Matzah that it's mitzdarif. So it could be that it was waiting for the Mishnah of Marar, that after the Mishnah of Marar it says that all the minim are mitzdarif, and that's going back on both Mishnahs, it's going back on the matzah as well. The Ran says, no, the reason we save it for Marar is because there's more of a Hava Amina by Marar that it should not be Mitzdarif. Because by Marar, we're more makbid on the Tam Marar. So if you're going to be Mitzdarif, then the taste of one vegetable may somehow take away from the taste of the other vegetable. It's going to lose the Tam Marar. By Matzah, you just have to taste the grain, but it doesn't have to have a specific flavor to it. Meaning the taste just can't be masked by a foreign substance. So you shouldn't have matzah with some topping on it or something like that. It just shouldn't be masked by a foreign substance. But by marar, you need the taste of merirus. There is a specific taste that we are looking for, and therefore there's more of a hava mina that mixing minim is going to be a problem because you're going to lose that taste that you're looking for. Whereas matzah, less of a hava mina, it's more obvious that you're allowed to be mitzarif. That's why it doesn't mention it. But both according to the Ran and according to Rabbi Yonasan Miluniel, it's pashut that you can be mitzari for the different minim of matzah. However, some of the achronim think that the Rambam holds otherwise. The Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Chametz Matzah lists the minim chitim kusmin and then saorim shibol shol v'shifon, and the achronim are medayik in the seder that the Rambam brings it, because he quotes chitim then kusmin then saorim shibol shol and shifon. So he says the Chamin Moshe is medayik in the Rambam that maybe the Rambam is telling us that dafka chitim it could be mitzarif with kusmin because they're both mine chitim, like the Brice is going to say, and mine saorim could be mitzarif with each other, but maybe mine chitim with mine saorim cannot be mitzarif with each other. Those cannot be put together. Minchas Chinuch also is mochiach from the Rambam that they're not necessarily mitzarifim with each other, because the Rambam in the sixth parak of Hilchas Chametz Matzah says that a person has to eat one of these five minim for matzah, and he doesn't make any mention of a din of tziruf. And legabe marar, in the seventh parak of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, by marar he says, v'machol michameshtan yotza, that if you eat from a combination of the five different types of marar, you are yotze. And by chametz, the Rambam also says that chameshes min dagan are mitzdarif zemze, even when he talks about what's chametz. So he says it's a violation of the isra of ini chametz if you eat a kezayis of the, or if you if you're mitzarif the different mine dagan. So you see that legabe matzah it's not mitzarif because the Rambam didn't mention it. So it could be that that's a machlokas rishonim, that the Rambam is against the other rishonim, that he would taka hold that they are not mitzarif with each other. Okay, says the Gemara, the Mishnah further. So that was one part of the Mishnah. Those are the five grains. Next part of the Mishnah, the yotzin b'demai. A person can be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with demai, produce that he bought from an Am Haaretz that he's not sure if Trumas Maaser was taken from. Ube Maaser Rishon shenitla Trumaso. Maaser Rishon that the Levi has already taken off Trumas Maaser, and therefore this Maaser Rishon is mutter to eat. There's no iser for even a zar to eat Maaser Rishon. It's just mammon of the Levi. You have to give it to the Levi, but the Levi is allowed to share it with a zar. Ube meiser sheni vehektish shniftu. Or if you have meiser sheni or hektish that you redeemed and are therefore no longer meiser sheni and no longer hektish. Vakohanim bechalu betruma. And if you happen to be a kohen and therefore you're allowed to eat challah and truma, so you could use matzah made out of challah and truma. It's interesting that it mentions challah before truma in the Seder Hadvarim of how one makes it. Truma has to you have to be mafresh truma before your mafresh chala, but it could be that it's the Seder Hakra, that the Pesukim mentioned chala before truma. Fine. Avalo b'tevel v'lo b'maisa rishon shlo nitla truma. So you cannot use matzah of tevel nor maisa rishon that did not have trumas maisa taken from it. V'lo b'maisa sheni v'hegdish shlo nifta, nor something that's maisa sheni that has not yet been redeemed, or hegdish that has not yet been redeemed. The Gemara is going to explain the chiddush of each of these dinim on both sides. The chiddush of the dinim that you can be yotzi with and the dinim that you cannot be yotzi with. That's pretty much the entire Amud Beis is dedicated to explaining those halachos that we just read in part two of the Mishnah. Now part three of the Mishnah: chalos hatoda rekike nazir, the special matzahs that you make for the carbon toda and for the carbon of a nazir. Sasal na atzmo en yotzi ben. If you made them for your own carbon, so then you're not yotze. You can't use those for the mitzvah of matzah and Pesach. But asal limchor b'shuk yotzim ben. If you made them to sell in the market, and you figured someone who's going to bring a carbon toda or someone who's going to needs rekike nazir will buy these, so that and then no one buys them, and you have some left over, so you want to use them for matzah, so then you can be yotze. That you're allowed to use for the mitzvah of matzah. Now the Machzor Vitri writes that you're not supposed to put salt on the matzah because of a chashash that the salt is going to cause it to be machmitz more quickly. You shouldn't have salt in the ingredients. Matzah should have two ingredients, flour and water, and that is it. But not because of the flavor, but because of what it might do to cause the chimutz to be sped up. The Abu Dram writes that we're not choshesh that it's going to be machmitz the isa, but it's another problem that having an external flavor other than flour and water makes it matzah ashira, and matzah ashira you're not allowed to be yotze with on the night of the Seder. Nafkamina between the two shitos, both say you're not supposed to use salt. Nafkamina is whether you can eat it the rest of the days of Pesach. If the concern is that it's going to be machmitz, so it's chametz, so you're not allowed to use it at all on Pesach. But if it's a concern of matzah ashira, so that's only a problem for the night of the Seder. But beyond the night of the Seder, at least according to the Shulchan Aruch, maybe according to the Ramah, we'll see that we have problems. But when it's not the night of the Seder, matzah ashira is perfectly fine. You're allowed to have, you'd be allowed to have salt. So the why am I mentioning having salt with the matzah? Because the Achronim bring a raya from our Mishnah, from this discussion of Chalos Toda Rekike Nazir, whether you can or cannot have salt. In the Mi'iri, he points out, from our Mishnah, it seems that you're allowed to have salt in your matzah. Chalos Toda had salt. Al Kol Karban Chatak Riv Melech. People often think of Melicha is something that we only do for meat, right? That's only that. They did Melicha on Karbanos Mincha also. You need Melech on a Karban Mincha. You needed salt on a Karban Mincha also. Al Kol Karban Chatak on every Karban. So the Chora, they had salt on the Chalos Toda as well. So the Rush and the other Rishonim are Docha the Raya. They say, no. When we say that Al Kor Kabanecha, that in every carbon you need salt, it means any carbon that's brought on the Mizbeach, Evarim, Darim, and the Kemitza, the Kometz of the Karban Mincha also need salt. But the Chalos Toda, there's no Kemitza. The Chalos Toda are Nechala Kohanim. There are 40 loaves of bread that are part of the Karban Toda. So that doesn't require salt. So it's not necessarily a great Raya from the Chalos Toda. Also, the Mi'iri says not a great Raya about Matzah in general, because Kohanim's reason, the Kohanim who are involved with the making of the Chalos Toda, they're going to be careful, make sure it's not Bali Dei Chimutz. But maybe normally for Matzah Stam that I'm going to make for myself, I shouldn't put salt because maybe regular people are not as Zaris. Okay, says the Gemara, Tana, Kusmin min chitin, shibol shol v'shifo min sa'orin. Kusmin is in the category of chitin, shibol shol and shifo are in the category of sa'orin. What are they? Kusmin is gulva, which I assume means spelt. Shifo is dishra, which I assume means rye. Shibol shol shvile tala, which may mean oats. Sahani in or is v'dochen lal. But you see that only these minim can be used. One may not use rice and millet for matzah. So you can't make rice bread for matzah. Minani mili, how do I know that that's true? Amar Rabbi Shmuel and Lakish, v'chein tan debei Rabbi Shmuel, v'chein tan debei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, amar kra, lo sochal lov chametz, shivas yam tochal lov matzos. We see that the Torah connects the iser of eating chametz, lo sochal lov chametz, with the mitzvah of eating matzah, shivas yam tochal lov matzos. So dvar ma'abayim l'dei chimutz, adam yotzi ben yidei chavasa b'matzah. So we learn that only that which could become chametz, chametz, where the dough could rise to the point that it would become chametz, only such dough can be used to make matzah. If there's no potential for chimutz, then you cannot make matzah out of such dough. Yatzu elu she'in ban de chimutz el de sirchon. Rice and millet are never bali de chimutz. They're only bali de sirchon. They're only they rot, they spoil, but they don't rise fully and develop the cracks that it needs to have in order to become chimutz. So the Ritva quotes that some Rishonim say, what does it mean, ein bali de chimutz? That it's not bali de chimutz gomur, but some level of chimutz it still has, meaning the chametz process never completes itself, but it does get underway, even with rice. L'maynaf kamina, if it starts, if it doesn't finish anyway, who cares? Because that's chametz midrabanan. Chametz nuksha has two definitions. One of the definitions of chametz nuksha is chametz where the chimutz process began, but never completed. So the Ritva quotes that Yesh Rishonim that hold that if you use rice or millet, it's going to be Aser Midrabanan because the Chimutz process does begin. The Ritva himself is Doche, he says, no, it's not Bali De Chimutz Klal, it's Mutar even Lechatchila, and that's what Rov Rishonim assume. Rov Rishonim assume that Kitnius, what we call Kitnius, is not a problem of Chametz whatsoever. But the Ritva still says, but there's another concern. It itself will not become Chametz, but very often when they sell rice, there's a little bit of there's some grains that are stuck in the packages as well, and when you cook the rice, you can end up cooking the grains as well, and a mashul chametz is aser, so you need to be very, very careful to clean your rice out really well. That's what the Ritva says. You can have rice on Pesach, you just need to be very, very careful to clean it out. So other Rishonim say that there's a minhag that developed over many, many years that we don't eat kidneys at all, and the reason the Michtam says is because of this chashash that the Ritva mentions, that maybe a little bit of grain is going to be mixed in with the rice, and that's why we don't need kidneys at all. The Mordechai quotes in the name of the Rimi Korvil that if we allow mine kidneys, then there's another concern, not just that mine kidneys have grain sometimes mixed in the packaging, but that if we allow mine kidneys, since mine kidneys are so similar to grain, in that people make rice bread just like they make wheat bread, and kidneys is maisa kedera, people cook it the same way they would cook other grains, and it's small and it looks very much like other grains. So that's the concern, that we're afraid people who are not B'nai Torah, who don't know the Mishnah and Daf Lamanei Psachim, that chametz can only come from the five grains, are going to get confused, and they're going to think that if you could use rice, that you're allowed to use wheat as well, and that's going to be a big problem. So that's why there are no Aser Kitnias. So again, this is so the Beis Yosef writes that Ein Mi Shechoshesh Lekach El Rak Ashkenazim, no one is Choshesh for this, only the Ashkenazim are Choshesh for it. And the Ramah says, yeah, that's us, we're Choshesh for it, we don't eat kidneys. So every once in a while there's a movement to try to be Matur kidneys. Everyone wants to try to undo the minhag to try to make kidneys Mutter. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siman Tafrin Gimel, Hin Higu Rabbeinu Vavaseinu Zeharbe Meos Min Hashanim. This isn't something that someone came up with yesterday. There's been many centuries already. V'kiblu Aleim Be'iser Lebli Lechol Orez Umine Kidneys Be'Pesach V'iser Zeh Kivan Shekiblu Avaseinu Mishum Neder Midin Torah Asur Lanu Levatel. Some several points this out a lot, that sometimes when we take on a minhag, it becomes more severe than a din d'rabbanan. We normally think a minhag is less severe, but if it becomes a neder, so a neder is binding midoraisa, and therefore kidneys is binding midoraisa, says the Aruch HaShulchan. And in case you're not convinced, v'amefakbukim v'amekilim b'zeh mi'idin al atzman she'in bem yira shamayim v'yira schait ve'in b'kiin b'darkei Torah. People who try to be mekel on the issue of kidneys, who are Ashkenazim, they have a lack of an understanding of how Torah works, and a general lack of Yerushalayim. Okay, so that's our minhag of kidneys. Says Gemara, Masnis and Delok Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. To Omar, Orez min Dagan hu. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that Orez is actually a grain, v'chayavan al chimutzo kares, and you are chayav kares if you eat rice bread on Pesach. It's mamish chametz, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds. Detanya, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, but Orez oriz v'dochen mipnei shekarav lahachmitz. He has such a lashon that oriz and dochen are oser. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri oser ba oriz v'dochen. He asers oriz v'dochen because it's karav lahachmitz. Asers it for what? So Rashi says lechol heimenu tavshel bePesach. He asers eating it on Pesach because it's karav lahachmitz. Then Rashi quotes that yesh mefarshim say that Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, his original statement was not said about chametz, but it was said about a korban mincha. That yesh mefarshim that it's l'menachos, that all menachos are both matzah. So he's saying when you have a korban mincha, it's supposed to be matzah. So that it's he asers ba'oriz v'dochen because oriz v'dochen can be bali dechimot. But that's a very strange thing to say. That pshat Rashi says is very, very odd because by Karbonos Mincha, there's no Havamina that you're allowed to use Orez for Vidochen for Karbon Mincha. Not only that, you can't use Shibola Shul or Kismin. You can only use Chitim. That's it. There's only one option. Except for two Karbonos, the Mincha Sota and the Karbon Omer is brought out of Sa'orim, which is Michael Behema. But everything else is Chitim. There's no other option. So it can't be that he's talking about Karbon Mincha. He must be talking about in Pesach. But anyway, he asks Orez Vidochen because Karov Lahachmitz. So what does the word karov lahachmitz mean? Asked the Gemara. Boyelusha karov lahachmitz de kadumu machmitz. Does karov mean that it happens quickly? Or dilma karov lahachmitz havi chametz gomer lo havi? Or maybe karov lahachmitz means it gets close to becoming chametz, but it never actually becomes real chametz. Which one does karov lahachmitz mean? So Tashema Titani, we have another brayso where Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is more explicit. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri orez min daganhu vechayavin al chimutzo kares vadam yatzi ba yidei chavasan pesa. He's as explicit as you could be. Rice is a real grain. If you eat it in its chametz state, you're chayiv kares because it's real chametz. And if you make matzah out of it, you're yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. If we had that brisa, why did we bother quoting the first brisa? Well, the weakness this brisa has is that it only mentions orez, doesn't mention dochen. The previous brisa we said karv lahachmitz mentions both. Some type of min, karmis is chayav mechala. My karmis, what is that? Amar Abaye, shitznisa. My shitznisa, great, what's that? Amar Papa, shitznisa, dimishtacha, beni kalniyasa. Some type of other min that's not one of the five grains, but again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri has a more expansive definition of what's called a grain. It doesn't have to be what we would normally refer to as one of the five grains. Amar Abba Baruchan, Amar Reish Lakish, Isa shenilo shabiyayin v'shem rudvash, ein chayav nal chimutzu karis. If you make a dough and you add in some wine, some oil, some honey, you're not chayiv kares if it becomes chametz. Yasra papa ravun, meaning it's not real chametz. Yasra papa ravun, braid ravishua, kamed ravidi baravin, yasra ravidi baravin, kamed namnem. So the story went that they were saying a shir, and ravidi baravin was sitting there dozing off as they were learning in this chabura. So amale ravun, braid ravishua, lerav papa, so ravun, braid ravishua says, rav papa, my time is reish lakish. What's the svara for reish lakish that if you add wine or oil or honey, all of a sudden it's not going to be real chametz just because it has these extra ingredients? Amalei damakra lo socha lov chametz. Pasuk says that we just quoted that lo socha lov chametz, and then right after it says shivasiyam tocha lov matzos. So we connect the issur of chametz with the mitzvah of matzah. So dvarim shadam yotzei ben yidoch levaso b'matzah chayav al chimutzo kares. You can only be chayav for chametz on things that could be matzah. I mean, just like before, we said it in the reverse that you can only be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with things that can become chametz. Now we're saying we can learn it the other way as well. Only things that you can use for matzah can also be bali de chametz. V'ha, hol vein adim yasa b'yidei chavaso, tavile matzah ashira, ein chayav nal chimutzah kares. Matzah that has wine or oil or honey cannot be used for the mitzvah of matzah, because that's what we call matzah ashira. Matzah has to be lechem oni. It has to be a poor man's bread. If it has all these fancy ingredients in it, so it's no longer lechem oni. And if it can't be used for matzah, so it can't be defined as chametz. Says Rafun Bredov Shalaraf Papa, Srafun Bredov Shayas and Rav Papa, wait a second, Himcho, Vigamo, Imchametu Anushkaris, Matsuinam Yotida Chavasub Pesach. If a person, let's say, soaks matzah, so it disintegrates, and then he swallows the liquid solution that had matzah soaked in it. So if he's If it was matzah, he's not yotze yischiv. If it was bread that he soaked and then he swallowed the water that the bread became disintegrated in, he's chayiv for any chametz. Aye, but I thought he said anything you can't be yotze matzah with can't be real chametz. Here's something you cannot be yotze yischiv of matzah with, and yet you're still chayiv kares for eating it as chametz. So at that point, itzibu Ravidi Baravin. Ravidi Baravin woke up. Amar lahu dardiki. Hainu time. The Reish Lakish, he says, no, children, the reason for Reish Lakish saying that you have a problem of yayin and shemen and dvash in your matzah is not because of the hekesh between matzah and chametz. Rather, it's mishum tahavalu meperos umeperos in machmitzin. The assumption is that you didn't put any water in the mixture, that all you're using is meperos. And the yayin, shemen, and dvash all have a din of meperos. Meperos do not cause chimutz. It's not ba lidei chimutz. And that's why you're not gonna be chayiv kares, and not yotze the mitzvah of matzah either. That's because it's mei peros. Now, why is it? We said that if the matzah disintegrates, you put it in, you soak it, and you let it disintegrate, so a person is not yotze his mitzvah of matzah on Pesach. So the Gemara in Chulin actually discusses this. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Chaf, it's odd. In Pesachim, we don't say why. In Chulin, you say why. This is Divrei Torah, Aniyim B'makom Echad, Ashirim B'makom Echer. Very often you have that you can't learn Mesachas Pesachim only and think that you know Mesachas Pesachim. So Shachar often points out that if you can ask someone Shaila, so they going to say, I'm an expert only in Hilchas, whatever, Nida. So that's what I know. That's my thing. I know only Hilchas Nida. I studied it for years and years. And I could paskin in Hilchas Nida. So it says, such a person can't paskin in Hilchas Nida because you can't only study one area of Halacha and have a knowledge of how Halacha works. Person, it's you have to, first of all, there's information a lot of times in other areas of Halacha, but also just part of the system, Rabbi Willig was saying to me. But if someone studies only one area of Halacha, so they don't know what a Svek Svek is. They don't know what, you have to know the basic concepts of how Halacha works. So anyway, so in Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Chaf, the Gemara says a person is not Yotze with matzah that's been soaked because of Lechem Oni, and matzah that's Nimocha is not Lechem Oni. That's what the Gemara says. Why is it not Lechem Oni? So it's not that it's not lechem; it's just not lechem only. Apparently, it's a higher level matzah for some reason. Rashi over here, however, says that the reason we're not yotze is because it's not derech achila, similar to what we had earlier that Rabbi Avahu that anything it's at any time you have a mitzvah achila, it has to be eaten derech achila. So it is a little bit odd that Rashi chooses a different reason than the reason the Gemara gives. Now, the Buddha explains in a tshuva in Yerodeh Simulam Dalid that since there's a machlokas, whether we darshan lechem oni to be memait matzah ashira, or we use lechem oni to teach lechem shonim alav dvarim harbe, so that reason that the Gemara gives is subject to machlokas. Rashi wanted to give a reason that works according to everybody. That since it's not derech achila, that itself would be a good enough reason that one cannot be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with it. There is a discussion in the Achronim in Shulchan Aruch we pass that may peros are not machmitz, and therefore Shulchan Aruch says you could have matzah shiri, you could have matzah that's made with apple juice or something like that with any sort of may peros. Mishra Brura though says that if there's even ma'at mayim, if there's even a little bit of water, so that ruins everything. Then it makes it chametz, even just a little bit of water in the ingredients. So the Achronim discuss, if they're making matzah ashira, should they? There was a chumrah that many had that when the mixing bowls, when they'd wash them out between doughs, they would only wash them out using grape juice. They wouldn't wash them out with water. Actually rinse it. They wouldn't rinse it with water. What's the problem with rinsing it with water? You dry it out, but if there's even just a mashahu of water, then it's going to be bali de chimutz, and that's even with very tiny amounts, we have to worry about chimutz. As a chumra, many of the achronim bring down. Okay, says the Gemara further. Yotzim b'demaya b'maiser. So the Mishnah said that anybody could be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with demai, as so says the Gemara. Demai, halo chazilei. How could be yotze with demai? It's not, you're not allowed to eat demai. Demai, you have to be mafresh maestros from. So says the Gemara. No, kiven diibay mafkel nichse haviani vaochel demai hashnami chazilei. Since a person has the ability to be mafker all of his possessions, and then he'd be an ani, and then he would be allowed to eat demai. So therefore, he's allowed to eat demai now as well. Tosos points out. supik ri by the memer yotzei dafka diyevet. Is this b'diyevet or even lechatchila you're allowed to do it? That you're allowed to take the demai. That is, the Tosfos isn't sure. Maybe you are allowed to take the demai. D'tanan machilin esaniim demai v'esachsanya demai. The Mishnah says aniim are allowed to eat demai, achsanya is allowed to eat demai. So the fact that one has the potential to be an ani at any time means that he's allowed to eat the demai. So the achronim say, okay, what about tzedakah? Can I take a matzah that's designated for tzedakah and eat it? Because I could always be machmir my nechassim, and then I'll be eligible to collect tzedakah. So the achronim are mechalik between the two. That when it comes to in the piskei tshuva, not to be confused with piskei tshuvos, in the 19th century there was a piskei tshuva, a small sefer. So he writes that there's a difference between the two. When it comes to demai, the issue of demai is that it's a din in the chefta, that the demai is aser only at the shas achila. It's not that I've misappropriated it by taking it into my possession. It was I bought it, so there's no isser of dine mamnis. Where it's tzedakah, stuff that's designated for tzedakah, by taking it even before the shas achila, I've already violated the isser. So that's vada going to be a mitzvah baba avera. That you can't do, but the mai is going to be different. Vam rav huna tana be shamay omrim ein machil nasanim demai vesach sani demai ubeisulam machilin. It's machlokas be shamay vesul. Be shamay says that Niyim and Achsanya and guests are not allowed to eat demai. Beisul says they are. Maiser Rishon Shnitl Chumaso. We also said that if Maiser Rishon, the Levi has Maiser Rishon, and he's already given the Chumas Maiser to the Kohen, so then you're allowed to use that Maiser Rishon for Matzah. So Pshita, given the Chumaso Chulunavi, of course you're allowed to. Once you take off the Truma, then it's Mamish Chulun, it's perfectly fine. So Lotzricha Shekdimu B'Shibalim, V'Nitlei Menu Chumas Maiser, V'lo Nitlei Menu Chuma Gedolin. Now the case over here is that you had given the Maaser Rishon to the Levi before you ever took Truma Gedola from it, because you did it before the Chiyuv of Truma set in while it was still in its stalks. So, Rabbi Avo, Dam Rabbi Avo, Am Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Maaser Rishon Shekdimu Bishibalim, Pater Mi Truma Gedola. The halacha happens to be, if you're Makdim and you give the Maaser Rishon while it's still in its stalks, before it's been threshed, before the grain has been threshed, that grain is not going to require Truma Gedola to be taken from it. That Maaser Rishon, you don't have to take Truma Gedola from it. You still have to take Truma's Maaser, but not Truma Gedola. Shenemar, Vari Mosi Menu, Trumas Hashem, Meiser Min HaMeiser. Meiser Min HaMeiser, Amarti Lacha, Velo Truma Gedola, Trumas Meiser Min HaMeiser. We have to take Trumas Meiser from Meiser, but we don't have to take Truma Gedola from Meiser. You never have to take Truma Gedola from Meiser. Once something's already Meiser, you don't take Truma Gedola anymore. Amle Rav Papa Labai, Yel Me'ata, Afilu Gdimu Bukri, Nami Lifter. So he says, so then, why do you Dafka say if you took it while it was still unthreshed? Maybe, even if it was already threshed and already piled up in piles of grain, and then you took the Meiser without taking Truma, it should still be Pater from Truma. So Amle Alecha Makram, Mikol Matno Seichem Tarim, was called Truma Hashem. No, Pasuk says that you always have to take Truma. So that implies that there is a time where you would think not to take Truma, that you still have to take Truma. If you gave the Maaser Rishon while it was piled up in the Hikdimo Bikri, before you evened out the piles, but after the threshing, so you would think that you're Pater from Truma. No, you always have to give Truma. Umari Isa, how do I know where to draw the line, at what point in the process to say this is early enough that you're not even going to have to take Truma from it if you take Maaser Rishon now, and at what point we say it's too late? Hai Idgan v'hai lo Idgan. The question is it called Dagan yet? It's called Dagan once it's already had Nismarech Bikri, once already it's been piled up, then it's already called Dagan, so then you can't take away the Chi of Truma that already set in. But when it's still in its stalks, it's not yet called Dagan, so the Chi of Truma does not take effect. Maaser Sheni V'Hakdasha Nifta, we said you could be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Matzah with. So Pshita, of course you can. You were Poded. It's no longer Maaser Sheni and Hakdash. So Acham Ayaskim, Shnasan Asakarim, V'lo Nasan Asachomesh. You were Poded, but you didn't do it right. When you're Poded, you have to add an extra 25%, and you didn't. V'Kamash Melon, De'in Chomesh Ma'akev. So it's telling us that extra 25% is not Ma'akev. V'Kohanim B'Chalu B'Truma. Kohanim are allowed to be Yotzei Matzah with Chala and Truma. Pshita, of course they're allowed to eat it. Ma'al D'Tema, Matzah Shavu L'Kaladim B'inan Kamash Melon. Matzah's riba. I might have thought that whatever anybody uses for matzah has to be something that everybody is allowed to eat. So kamash mulan, that it's not so. Avalo betevel, you're not allowed to use tevel. Pshita, of course you're not allowed to use tevel. It's aser. Lotzricha betevel tevel midraban and shazar batzit sheinu nakuv. Now I might think that it's talking about tevel tevel mid that even tevel tevel midrabanan you're not allowed to use. I would have thought that you are allowed to use it because it's only midrabanan. What's an example of something that's only tevel midrabanan? Grain that grows in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole at the bottom, so it's not really part of the karka, it's not really part of the adama. The Yerushalmi has such an expression, things that as a psak, that when it comes to something that grows in Natsheinu Nakov, that you want to make a bracha, bori pri adama, or hamotzi lecha min haaretz, because it's not adama or aretz. We don't pass in that way, but that's what Yerushalmi says, how far you take this concept of Natsheinu Nakov. V'loba maisa rishon shlo nitzer truma, so no maisa rishon that trumas maisa wasn't taken from. So pshita, of course you're not allowed to eat that. So l'tzricha shekdimu b'kri. Now the case is where you're makd in b'kri. Ma'od detem k'tom le'er papa l'abaye. So I might think to say like Abaye, like Rav Papa said to Abaye, k'mash v'lon k'dushani le'. Therefore it has to tell us like Abaye responded back to him that hikdimu b'kri, that when one is makd in b'kri, it's still chayiv in truma. V'lo b'maiser sheni v'hekdash lo niftu, nor can you take can be yotzi with maiser sheni or hekdash that you did not redeem. So pshita, of course you can't. Li'olam de niftu. No, we're talking about that you did redeem it. Umay lo niftu shlo niftu kilchasan. Lo niftu means you weren't poda it properly. Well, wait a second. We already said that if you didn't add the chomesh, that's okay. It still works. No, over here we're talking about you weren't poda it properly in a different way. You gave the right amount of money, but you used the wrong kind of money. Maiser sheni shepadu al gabei asimon. Maiser sheni, you used a coin that doesn't have an image on it. Rachman amar v'tzrata kesef davar sheish l'tzura v'hegdish shechilu al gabei karka. And hegdish yur mechalul on karka. Rachman amar v'nasana kesef v'kamlo. You need to use money. You're not allowed to use karka. Okay, so that's the explanation of the chiddush of each line. And then Bez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to discuss how we know that anything that you cannot eat cannot be used for the mitzvah of matzah.